The History of Literature podcast is a member of the Podglomerate Network and LitHub Radio.
Hello, I'm Jack Wilson, and this is the History of Literature. Episode zero of the History of Literature. This is where we talk about what this podcast is going to be about. What is its purpose? Who are you? And why are you listening? And who am I? Those are all good questions. Let's get some answers. We'll see if we can do this in 10 minutes or less. And we'll start with a story. It's about Dr. Johnson, that great London intellectual from the 18th century, and Edmund Burke, an equally great London intellectual. The two of them disagreed about everything. They hated each other's views. And yet, Dr. Johnson didn't ignore him or avoid him. He didn't say, "I think he's wrong. Forget him." No. "That fellow," he said, "calls forth all my powers." Hold that thought. There's a second part of the quote people often don't remember. We'll get there in a minute. We have some more questions to address first. Who are you, listener? You found this podcast. You chose to listen. Why? Let me guess. You listen to podcasts because you need something. Some voice. Some companion. Maybe a distraction. Maybe entertainment. Because you're in the car, or you're washing dishes, or working out, or trying to fall asleep. You've found that podcasts give you a dose of something that's missing, something useful, something compelling. But you aren't just trying to waste time. You didn't choose a podcast about sports, or Hollywood, or cars, or gardening. You didn't choose one of the comedy podcasts where the jokes all start to sound the same. No, you chose this one, The History of Literature. Why? Hold that thought too. You can hold two thoughts at once. I know that about you, listener. You can contain multitudes. We have yet another question to put on the table. Why me? Me, Jack Wilson. Who am I to do this? Full disclosure, I am a wildly unqualified host, an amateur in every respect. I'm not a literary historian. I'm not a professional broadcaster. There's nothing slick here. There are no credentials backing me up. There's just a mind and a voice. My mind, my voice. Behind this mind and this voice is a complete wreck, a failure. Oh, yes. My failure is well documented. I keep a journal. Every year I write in this journal on New Year's Eve. And I can give you the last 10 years without too much trouble. 2005, failed. 2006, failed. 2007, failed again. 2008, another year of failure. 2009, guess what? More failure. My it's true. My wife discovered my journal and said, "Oh, you're doing a really nice job of keeping this up. At least you haven't abandoned this one." She knew it's just a matter of time. That's full disclosure. That's what's going on here. You, the listener who stumbled upon me, the genius of failure. It is an abnormally unpromising situation. But here we are. You need something. I obviously need something. And we settled on this. The history of literature. Something drove me to launch this thing. Something drove you to check it out. What was it? I think it's this. We both suspect that literature may be dying.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Hello, everyone. This is Jack here to tell you about a way to eat better and easier. That's right, Factor, and their delicious, ready-to-eat meals. These things are amazing, chef-crafted, always fresh, never frozen. All you do is heat them up and you're ready to go. No prepping, cooking, or cleanup. And you get something healthy, nutritious, and tasty. I love Factor meals, especially on those days when I'm in the office. They're better for me than snacks or junk food, and much cheaper and faster than buying my lunch at a restaurant. You can choose options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and you can change your schedule to get as much or as little as you need every week. Whatever suits you and your family best. Head to factormeals.com/literature50 and use code literature50 to get 50% off. That's code literature50 at factormeals.com/literature50 to get 50% off.
Okay. Maybe I took a leap there. Maybe that's what I think, what I'm worried about. Maybe you thought this would be a straight history. The kind of thing you'd get from the BBC or NPR. A march through time, discussing some of the greatest works of cultural achievement known to humankind. Maybe you thought you'd get a nice tour guide with a perfect voice, saying perfect things in the perfect way. Can I be honest? I started a series like that. That was the original idea of the producers. I recorded several episodes and I hated them. They felt false to me. They felt scripted. Well, they were scripted, literally, but they felt phony. Look, literature has been hugely important to me. Through all my years of failure, all my moves, all my crushing disappointments, all my running and running and running, and all my frustration, one thing was constant. I had one companion. One thing stuck with me. Literature. Literature was like a tether. I felt like I had no grip on anything. I was completely adrift. My mind, my body, it was like I was shot into space, outside the bounds of gravity. Nothing else tied me to this planet. Just this little ribbon of literature. That was it. If I had faith in anything, it was in that. Great books were great things. They were worthwhile. They were important. Those books, the greatest of the great books, kept me engaged. They kept me alive. They called forth all my powers. Maybe that's you too. Maybe you felt that way at least sometimes and to some extent. Maybe that's why you're here. Because you know that feeling already. Or because you hope to feel it someday. But here's the deal. I can't assume that about literature anymore. Doubt has crept in. It's a crisis in faith. What if literature has lost its power? What if we don't need it anymore? Oh yes, here we go. That's where we are here in episode zero. I'm telling you right now, this isn't the history of literature your aunt listens to. This isn't an encyclopedia. We're not taking a tour of literature on brightly lit paths. I'm not an informed, slightly condescending tour guide, telling you all the sunny things about some glittering city. I'm the guy lying in the ditch with a towel over his head. Do you think you can assume that we can assume that novels and poetry and plays and everything we celebrate? Do you think we can assume that those things are necessary? That they matter? I'm not so sure. Look around. We don't need network television anymore. We don't read newspapers. Do we need great books? Hasn't the internet given us everything that great books once did? We used to read to explore other worlds. Now, that is actual thunder. It's not a sound effect. Where was I? We used to read to explore other worlds. Now they're all there, a click away. We used to read for information, for instruction. Google does that better. We used to enjoy literature for its language and wordplay. Twitter gives us that. We used to read for entertainment. Is that a joke? We have so much entertainment now, right in our face. A dazzling spectacle that never stops. How can literature compete with that? We used to read to know what it felt like to be someone else, to understand each other, to know we're not alone, to dig deep into someone else's thoughts and minds and hearts. Can't we get that now from blogs? Isn't that what Facebook gives us access to? Is it me? Is literature dying? You think it's indispensable, irreplaceable? How about writing letters? Didn't we think that was indispensable? History of literature? Is it all just in the past now? A mummified corpse. We'll be looking at all of it, starting at the beginning, making our way through. And frankly, I'm a little scared. It's time for the second half of the Dr. Johnson quote. He was ill when he talked about Burke. His full quote was, "That fellow calls forth all my powers. Were I to see him now, it would kill me." That's what I want literature to be. Not just a pastime, not just something to be studied. I want literature to be formidable and worthwhile, as it was for me for so many years. Something that can challenge me and bring out the best I have just to face it. Something that can inspire awe or overpower me with its beauty and raw energy. A worthy opponent. So, you see now, we're not on the bright tour. We're in the sewer. We're underground. We're in the labyrinth. There's a dampness in the air. There are shadows on the walls. We're groping forward. We're groping forward because we must. We need the challenge. What's at the end? What will we find? We know there's a beast. That's the legend. But what is this beast? What's he doing now? Is he pawing the ground, snorting fire, waiting for us to arrive, ready to do battle? Or is he arching an eyebrow, paring his fingernails, untroubled by the idea of another intruder? Or is he sitting on a stool like a moron, checking his phone? Is that what we'll find? We show up in the middle of the maze. "Hello, literature. We found you. We're here to have you call forth our powers. Hello." And the beast looks up, maybe. The beast shrugs, maybe. The beast has nothing for us. There's nothing to battle. There's nothing to engage with. The beast has checked out. That's what makes me afraid. What if we return to literature? What if we look at all these great books and we find nothing? A great hole where something essential once stood. A great gaping abyss for us to stare into. You'll be there too. We'll face it together. And that is a real police siren, not a sound effect. I'm at the 10-minute mark. I may have gone over. Maybe I shouldn't have referred to myself as a guy in a ditch with a towel over his head. I have no idea where that came from. Got a little carried away. Anyway, we're going to start with the oldest work of literature we have, the Epic of Gilgamesh, the story of a warrior king that's at least 4,000 years old. We'll travel to ancient Mesopotamia, the Fertile Crescent. It's pre-Old Testament. That's where we're starting our journey. What would it be like if the Bible had never existed? What would our values be? How would we envision a hero? This is a story that humans told to one another for 2,000 years. Why? And how has storytelling changed? I'm excited about this one. I cannot wait. Let me also preview this. There are a few surprises in the Epic of Gilgamesh. A few surprises in this book that blew me away. I hope you'll come back. I need you. I know that sounds odd, but it's how I feel. We all need each other for this. I know I made this sound gloomy, but it's not. It's fun and challenging and amazing because these books are all those things if we are up to the task. And now, some business. We'll be posting these episodes at historyofliterature.com. You can find out more about me at jackwilson.com. That's J-A-C-K-E, wilson.com. And more business. Time to sell some more fish. A note to all you subscribers. We're also starting up another show, The Restless Mind Show. That will be on the same feed. It's related to books, somehow, usually, because that's how my mind works. But it's a different show. It's just on the same feed. Subscribe to that one, get this one. Vice versa. Don't ask. It's just how we're doing it. And for fans of the old Jack Wilson show, you'll be pleased to hear that my producer Gar is helping me with that one. Oh, and for fans of that show, the old Jack Wilson show, we'll be running some more encore episodes. Again, we'll do it all on this feed. These will just pop up for subscribers. Surprises. Surprise presents. And again, don't ask why. That's just how we're doing it. Now let's get started. Episode 1, The Epic of Gilgamesh, will be coming soon. If you're interested in this project, you love literature, want to hear more about it, want to share in the journey, please leave us a comment, rate us, rank us, link to our show on your blog, do whatever you can to help get the word out. We all need each other. Let's get as many people on board as possible. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The History of Literature.